Romantic Inspirations. There are only 3 more days to go, and I'm very happy to be with you on this journey. So let us ask today the question, what really is important when you do a spiritual practice? What's the essence? What is the point of it all? Narottam Das Thakur answers this. He says, whatever you practice now, that is what you become later. Or in his own words, whatever I aspire as a practitioner, I will surely receive it in my spiritual perfection. It's only a consideration of immaturity or maturity. Let us look at an immature mango. It's already a mango. When it matures due to sunshine and time and water, it will be the same mango, but in a mature, relishable state. So when you practice something and you may not immediately have the goal, the fulfillment, the fruit of your practice, don't despair. No, it is only a matter of time. And then your aspiration, your hope will become a tangible reality. There is a very, very nice song about this, a principle, by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And I think it's worthwhile if we put a little bit more attention on this. See, so much of our time is really used in just caring about our body and our projects as we are going through our day. But we miss our essential purpose, the goal of this human life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, don't any of you think about what you are doing now where you have achieved this rare human body? If you do not worship Krishna now, you will fall into a shameful condition at the time of death. Don't you know that with every rising and setting of the sun, you're busy counting the passing days? Why then remain idle or not worship the Lord of the heart? Know this essential fact. Material life is temporary and filled with various trouble and burdens. Now earnestly take shelter of the Holy Name and remain engaged in your spiritual duties. So yes, whatever we practice now, even if it is in an immature stage, will certainly bring us to the mature realization. And that is why the chanting of the Holy Name needs to be practiced with great patience, with great determination as a sadhana.